Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omer Aleph, and we begin Simen Samach Gimel, which is Leishev Bishas Kriyashma. One should be sitting down when one says Kriyashma. And the Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph. Kore Osa Mahalech. One is allowed to read the Kriyashma while he's walking, or Omed, or while he's standing, or Shochev, or while he's lying down, or Rochev, Agabi Behema, or Yoshev, when he's riding or sitting on top of a Behema, an animal. However, Avalo Prakton, but one is not allowed to read the Kriyashma when he's lying prone. Prakton means lying down, face down. Dahainu, Shepanav Tuchos Bekarka. You're lying flat with your face facing towards the ground, as we call it, prone. Likewise, you're not allowed to O Mushlach al Gabo. You're not allowed to read in what we call the supine position, Upan of Lamala, with your face facing upwards and you're lying flat on your back. However, Avokore, you are allowed to read the Shema of Hushochev al Tzido while you're lying on your side. So we said a mouthful over here, the different positions that one is allowed to say the Shema in and the positions you're not allowed to say the Shema in. Let's understand exactly what we're talking about. So Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, Mahalech, where one is allowed to say this while one is walking, but we'll see later on in Siv Gimel that this doesn't include the first words, the first psukim of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. For those, one should be standing still, as we'll see in Siv Gimel. Siv Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Prakton, while you're in the prone position, lying flat on your back. So he says, Va'afilu muto ma'at al tzido gam kinoser. Even lying a little bit on your side is also considered inappropriate, l'chatrila. Because it looks like you're in an arrogant position. You're accepting the yoke of God upon yourself. You're saying you're subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're saying it in an arrogant position when you're lying down. And therefore, this is improper. It is not the ideal way, although b'di'evit, one would be yotzi if one lies on the side. And that's in fact what the Bir Halacha brings down from the Prima Godim in Dibur HaMaskel Avalo Prakton. He says, u'b'di'evit, however, yotzo. The issue footnote number one brings down that you're allowed to say it while you're walking, that's dafka when you're on the road, kishaholech baderech. Then you can read it while you're going. However, kish mispalo beveis haknesses, if you're sitting in a shul, then he brings down in the name of the Mokar Chaim, she'en l'lelechis. You're not allowed to roam the shul and walk back and forth and say the Shema. You should sit still in one place, stand still in one place, because there is no greater demonstration of kalus rosh, lightheadedness, than pacing back and forth while you're davening. However, others disagree. And he brings down the Torah Chaim, who writes that one who reads Kriyashma in the shul ain't tzarech lamod. I feel a pasuk rishon. In a shul, you don't even have to stand still for the first pasuk. And if you want, he brings down from the Medrash Tanchuma, a person is permitted to go and move about. However, he does suggest that based upon a different gears in the Medrash Tanchuma, certainly during the first pasuk of Shema, one should try to stand still, even if one is in the base Knesset. In the issue footnote number two, he discusses that one shouldn't sleep in the supine or in the prone position as well, because it could lead to an Aveira. And there are those that suggest that if you are sleeping in that position and somebody sees you, they should wake you up. However, others, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, for example, say it's not necessary to wake a person up if he's in that position once he's already asleep. Even if one is not sleepy, there are those that are saying that lying in the prone or in the supine position is improper, and others disagree with that as well. In regard to the last statement of the Mechaber, that one is permitted to read in this situation while he's lying on his side, so the Ramah explains, Hagah, this is only because me'achar shekvar shochev, since you've already lying down, v'ika tircha lamod, and there is a difficulty in standing up, so b'di'evid, that is why the Mechaber permitted you to go and say the Shema while on your side, and this is based upon the Rabbeinu Yonah from Brochos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel, however, says, Rotzulomar, u'pashat, kol mash olav, we're talking here about a person who has taken off all of his clothing already, and that's why v'ika torach lamo v'laksu l'lovsham, that's why we say it's difficult for him to get up in this lying down position, because he's unclothed. Avolim shochei b'chaluka, but if he wasn't unclothed, he's sleeping in his pajamas or in some sort of a jacket, tzarech lamod, he does in fact have to get up. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us to look further commentary in the Bir Halacha on this. And there the Chafetz Chaim writes, calls that which we just said, the Ramah, the Hagah, is only based upon the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah, as I pointed out. However, the Beis Yosef brings down that there are many poskim that disagree with the Rabbeinu Yonah, and they in fact hold Afilu lechatchila mutu lishkov al tzidah v'likro. It's not only under this shas adchak that you're ready; it's a tircha for you to get up because you're lying there in bed without clothing on, so you can say the Shema on your side. That's only the Rabbeinu Yonah who's machmir like this. But there are many poskim that are makel to allow a person to do this even lechatchila. And in Dirshu footnote number 4, he brings down when you're reading Kriyashma la Mita, not being Yotzi the Mitzvah. You're already Yotzi the Mitzvah Kriyashma at nighttime, and now you're saying Kriyashma la Mita for the Shmira purposes that it provides. Then, certainly, even if one is Machmir by reading the Shema standing up or not lying down, then the Kriyashma la Mita, though, one doesn't have to be Machmir on it. Or at least, Hamekel ein limchos biyado. You don't have to protest it like you might protest somebody doing that while he's saying Kriyashma to be Yotzi the Mitzvah Kriyashma at night. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim hoya bal basar harbe, if a person is very obese, he's morbidly obese, and it's very difficult for him to get up, the einu yochol lesafech atzido, the person is just morbidly obese and can't easily turn to his side, or he's very sick and it's very difficult for him to move about, so then notim ma'at letzido v'kori, he doesn't even have to turn his entire body, he can just tilt a little bit and read the Shema, and he's able to be yotzei the mitzvah in that fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sipkut and Dalet writes, Avolim Yochol Lesafech Al Tzido. If he does have the physical ability to go turn more towards his side, Afilu Rak Pasuk Rishon Levad, even if it's only for the first Pasuk at least, Mechuyiv Lasus Kein, he should at least do what he can. And certainly, Mekol Shekein Yochol Lekros Be Yeshiva, and if he's able to sit up, Alach Has Kama V'Kama, that is a little more appropriate than to sit down in that, to lie down in that very arrogant and inappropriate posture of lying on your side, and then to say the Shema. Again, here, the Bir Halacha also points out in Dibra Maskel, Notim Ad Letzido V'Korei, he brings down the Prima Gadim over here as well, like he did before. He says if it's really difficult for a person to turn and sit up, or to turn to his side entirely, then he can just turn a little bit to his side. Siv Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mishi Rotsa Lahachmir La'amod Kishu Yoshev L'Krosim Umod Nikra Varyan. For Shachris, if somebody is, in fact, sitting down, and then he decides he wants to be machmer, as we'll see, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, when it says in the pasuk in the Torah, "B'shach b'cha uvekumecha," you lie down at night, that's Shema, and you get up in the morning, that's Shema. And Beis Shammai says that means literally in those positions. So if somebody wants to be machmer here, like Beis Shammai, so the Mechaber writes, if you try going from a sitting position to a standing position in the morning to bedavka read it uvekumecha as if you have to stand up, so such a person is called an avaryan, a transgressor. Why is this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hey writes, the halacha ke Beis Hillel, because we in fact passing like Beis Hillel, who holds the sphere lehu, that this pasuk, the ha-kesiv uv-kumecha, does not mean the position, but the time. Ein ha-kavona ba-mi, that doesn't mean to say it's standing up, like kedas Beis Shammai, ela bizman shederech bnei adam lakum mimitasam. It's talking about a time period. At the time when people are getting up, then you should say the Shema, but you can say the Shema in a sitting down position. And the halach is, one is not permitted in this situation to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. Why not? So Dirshu, footnote number 5, brings down from the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachos, Shema yikbu acherim halacha ke Beis Shammai. Because maybe then people will think that you must do that, and they'll think the halacha is like Beis Shammai, and then when they're trying to say Kriyashma at night, and they're on the road, or they can't sit down, it's dangerous, or whatever the situation is, they'll forego the saying of this Kriyashma because they can't do it in what they think is the halachically necessary position of sitting down, and it'll lead to a bittul of this mitzvah, and therefore the Shita Mekubetzes says, don't follow Beis Shammai. He also brings down another reason from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Ayin Sham. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, and even Vafilu in Ein HaKavona Bamim Adoso, Lasos Ke Beis Shammai, even if your intention isn't to go like Beis Shammai, the reason why you're going from a sitting position to a standing up position is to spur your kavana, to wake yourself up, or anything like that. Nevertheless, afilu hachi also, still one should not do this. However, in Dirshu footnote number 6 points out, in the name of the Kaf HaChayim, that if a person is really tired and he's falling asleep, and if he stands up, he'll be able to say the Shema properly, so then he brings down the name of the Sefer Chesed La'alofim, that it would be permissible to stand up from a sitting position. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this is true that you shouldn't say it in a standing up position, bedavka, to change your position, bein bayom uvein b'layla. This is the morning kriyashma or the evening kriyashma. V'yafo p'kein, ein tzorich bazeh lachzo v'lekroso b'di'evet. But if you did this, in fact, you were yotzei, and you don't have to go back and read it. He brings us down to the name of the Prima Gadim and Mate Yehuda. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're doing this lahachmir, to be stringent upon yourself, to passing like the opinion of Beis Shammai, that is wrong. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, from the Yam Shel Shlomo, Mishmachmir bifnei rabim, if somebody takes upon himself a stringent position in front of others, v'dover shemutter, which is really essentially permissible, and he's taking upon this chumrah, and everybody is going to think that he's an arrogant person. Also, you put such a person into excommunication. But this is only in a situation where all of Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves this leniency, and he publicly is displaying this chumrah, so that's inappropriate. But this person is well known for his righteousness, and it's clear that he's doing it truly l'shem shemayim, and not to show how great he is, and that he's an arrogant person. Then ein menadno, so then you don't excommunicate him. However, if this person is acting in this fashion, albeit l'shem shemayim, but his rebbe is there, and his rebbe doesn't have that chumrah, then menadno so afilu over l'shem shemayim. Then even though he's a righteous individual, and he's really doing it l'shem shemayim, it's pasnish, it's improper for him to act in this chumrah manner in front of his rebbe, who doesn't have that chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah then explains, v'afilu meino pashut kol kach lahatir, even in a situation where it's not so clear that the stringent position is not the correct one. Lo yachmir neged divrei rabbo. One should not go against his rebbe. If his rebbe is taking the lenient position, so even though he thinks the stringent position is more correct, he shouldn't be machmir in front of his rebbe, unless in lo sheyesh lo raya listo dvarav. Unless he's certain he's a Torah scholar worthy to argue with his rebbe, and he's certain that his rebbe is wrong, so then that would be permissible for him to go against his rebbe in front of his rebbe. And these were the words over here of the Yamsho Shlomo. Ad kan l'shona. Sivkot and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, La'amot, to stand off, Dafka b'zehu di'asr, to go from a sitting to a standing position in the morning is asr. Mishum shenira lakol, mishum chumra kaveh, because it's clear that he's doing it to follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, which is a chumra, and as we pointed out, is incorrect. However, to go from a standing to a sitting position, im omeid, yochol leishiv, that's no problem. It doesn't look like he's doing it for a chumra, rak mishum tzorach leishiv, he's tired, he wants to sit down. And this is only true by Shachris, Vidafka by Shachris. Abul Biarvis, when Beis Shammai says you should do it lying down, Ein lo lahatos v'leishev kishomei, then you shouldn't go from a standing position to a sitting position, because here again, the nearer to Osek Beis Shammai, it looks like you're following the opinion of Beis Shammai, which we said you should not do in this situation. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're called a sinner, a transgressor, Nikra Avaryan, Kidamina Perakira, like it says in the Gemara in Perakira in Shabbos, the man de Ovar Adarabonon, the one who goes and transgresses Adarabonon, Shari Lamikale Avaryana, it's called a transgressor, is a sinner. And he brings down the El Yerab in the name of the Marshal, that on Yom Kippur, Kuleyam Omodim, the Shari Lamod. On Yom Kippur, you're permitted to stand up because many people stand all day on Yom Kippur. They know also Mishum Yura, he's not looking like an arrogant person, Ela Mitzvah Makach, this is the custom. What does it mean this is the custom? Because we want to compare ourselves to the malachim who are called standing, and therefore if one stands up on Yom Kippur all day during the davening, he can also stand up during the Shema. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim is also gambazeh. Even in this situation, the Prima Gadim says don't go from a sitting position to a standing position. That is incorrect. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hayim Mahalech Baderech, V'rotzel Likros Kriya Shema. If a person is going on the road and he wants to now say Kriya Shema, Tzorich Lamo, he should stop traveling, with Pasuk Rishon, at least for the first Pasuk, or Shema Yisrael, and as we'll see, also for Baruch Shem Kvo Machos Olyon Be'ed, and then he can continue traveling if he has no choice, if he can't stop. It's obviously better to stop. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tess writes, Afogav, even though we already said, and I pointed this out when we learned Sif Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph commented on this, even though we already said, Mashma, the Minadin Mutul Likros Kishuma Aleph, the Mechaber started off and told us that you are allowed to say the Shema while you're walking. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokom, even that opinion says, Mikol Mokom mitzvah min amuvchor, it's the optimal way to perform the mitzvah, lamod bishas pasuk rishon, one should stand still during the recitation of the first pasuk of Shema, because that's the acceptance of Omachu Shemayim, dehu ikar kriya Shema. That's the essence of kriya Shema. Because when the person is sitting down, he can have more kavana. If he's standing up, he's moving about, he can't really have kavana properly. However, ubediyaved im kara kishumalech, he did in fact read it while he was walking, and on tzarech lachzor likros, the Mishnah Berurah paskens the name of the Prima Gadim, that you don't have to repeat the Shema in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nud writes that you have to stand up tzarech lamod. What does he mean by that? You have to stop from your traveling. Rotsalomar, lisaki v'mokamechod. You have to stay in place. wherever you were traveling. But you don't have to sit down. You could say it's standing up or sitting down, but just not moving. And this is true for the nighttime kriyashma as well. We always said before that you can't go from a standing to a sitting position. Because that looked like we said you're going uv shach b'cha uv kumecha. At nighttime, uv shach b'cha. You must do it sitting down, Beishamai says. So when you go from a standing to a sitting position, it looks like you're following Beishamai. As opposed to here, mash'en ke mehalicha liyeshiva, from a moving position to a standing or sitting position, that's not a problem. That doesn't look like you're following Beishamai. That's looking like you're doing it for proper kavana. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, v'yoshev b'karon osvina, if you're on a boat or in a wagon, you don't have to tell the boat to stop traveling, the wagon to stop riding. Guys on a train or a bus, the bus driver doesn't have to be told to stop. The train doesn't have to stop. Because you can sit down and have tremendous kavana while the train is moving, while the bus is moving, etc. Then he says to look in the Shari Tshuva in the Prima Gadim, which can be found in Dirshu footnote number 11, who says that the driver of the wagon, the bus driver, the car driver, the Shari Tshuva says, that person should try not to keep on traveling. He should, in fact, stop. The Prima Gadim writes, Shiyamot, at least for the Pasuk Rishon, at least for the first Pasuk, then he should try not to drive, and he should pull over to the side of the road if it's safe and possible to do so. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Uvirochev al behemah, if somebody's riding on a donkey or some sort of an animal, a horse, yesh deos ben achronim, v'nochon lahachmir. There are different opinions. Does he have to stop? Is that considered like riding? Or is that considered like standing still? V'nochon lahachmir, one should preferably, as I just pointed out before, if you're driving a car, should pull over to the side of the road, at least for the first pasuk of Shema, if you can at all possibly do so, without putting yourself in danger. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalef writes, Pasuk Rishon, we mean as well, not only Shema, but Baruch Shein for Olmachos Olyon Vo'ed is also Bechlal Pasuk Rishon, because this is also part of the acceptance of Olmachos Shemayim. And some even go a step further. He brings down the name of the Bach, V'yesh Machmirim Ad Al Levavecha. Some go further into the first paragraph to say it not while they're moving, until the conclusion of the words Al Levavecha. However, Mishon Bahala, Mutlikroso Baalicha Obiamida. Beyond that point, if you need to be traveling, you're allowed to do it while you're traveling. You can say it while you're traveling or while you're standing up. We'll begin Sif Dalid, but we'll leave many of the Mishnah Berurahs for tomorrow. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Iker HaKavan Hu BePasuk Rishon. The essential Kavana for Shema, as we've already mentioned many times, is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the Iker Kavana. Hilkaf, therefore, Im Karav Elokivin Libo BePasuk Rishon, Lo Yotso Yidei Chovoso. If you did not have the proper kavana during the saying of the Shema, and as we'll see, the saying of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, Lo Yotza, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, the Choz of a Korin, you must repeat it. As we've already pointed out, and we'll hit this tomorrow in the Mishnah Berurah over here, you don't just repeat it right away, you have to wait a period of time because you're not allowed to read the Shema twice without an interruption or separation in between. And this is true, the Mechaber says, V'afilu l'man di'omar mitzvah senotzuyuth kavana. Even according to the opinions that we brought down a few shiurim ago, that say you don't have to specifically have kavana to do the mitzvah in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, for here, in the first words of Shema, the pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem, mo de'hocha. Even that opinion agrees over here that you have to. We'll save all these Mishnah Berurahs for tomorrow. This concludes today's shiur.